Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Exclusive Doogie.
Oh, I should hit up his brother.
Hey, welcome back to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks. We are talking about Alex Verdugo, one of the newer additions to the team. Brought to you by SeatGeek, and we've been doing an episode a day every day, so subscribe if you've been enjoying them and preparing for the season. Verdugo got traded for Weissert, went the Sox way. Remember him, that cop was on the team? And Verdugo comes to the Red Sox. He's a lefty. He plays the outfield, and he's got, you know, kind of the swing profile I think the Yankees want in the 6-7 hole, wherever he's going to hit, maybe lead off if you want him there. So I am kind of excited for Verdugo. He is on a one-year deal, so it is a rental. But Jake, are you excited for Alexander Brady Verdugo?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I think Alex Verdugo has my favorite tool in the sport, the hit tool. And I know last year's stats, I mean, they don't jump off the page to you. But he gave up in September, if I remember correctly, right?
Because the Sox season was over. I mean, the butter knife that you can do
right
on his stats is pretty nice, Jake. Pretty nice.
He has a career 281 batting average. And if you... You know, I'll let Jim cut out the end of last year, but from 2019 to 2022, 289. And he was basically those stats heading into September of last year, but the Red Sox season was over. The manager hated him. He hated the manager. So, yeah, he's the lefty contact corner outfield bat that we've been looking for. And, yeah, how are your expectations? Remember, Verdugo first comes over, and it's kind of like, okay, this is a start. Verdugo as the second addition to this lineup, never mind Rizzo's health and for some other guys we're hoping to get better. This is a guy that batted leadoff for Boston a lot, and we're currently having in our 6th, 7th hole. And I wouldn't be shocked if he begins leading off a little bit for the Yankees, but... I think he's a really good hitter. I think he wants this. I think things went sour in Boston, and for 1 year with the New York Yankees, like Verdugo's career stats, I guess this is a little teaser to the over-under, 281, 337, a 765 OPS, 105 OPS plus. I would take the over. Like, I think he's going to be locked in for a year. This is his free agent year. He's going to be young hitting free agency. And the biggest thing is, like, I think he's a good hitter. And I said that when he's on Boston. I'm interested to see the defense because everyone said the defense did get a lot better last year. I'm interested to see what he looks like range-wise or what are the good plays he makes look routine? What are the tough plays that are tough for him? I'm interested to see that dynamic because he's probably going to be playing a ton of left field, which that's a huge left field.
He's got a really good arm. Yes. Arm strength is 95th percentile.
That's always fun.
Yes, I like having a strong arm. But he graded out negatively on outs above average last year. But that's better for infielders. I don't know, Biebs, if you can pull up the fan graphs, you can. I have the butter knife for you, Jake. The first 121 games last year, or games started, 126 games, his slash line was 277 batting average.
281 career reminder.
Yep. 338 on base percentage.
337 career reminder.
And a 447 slug, which gets you to a 786 OPS. That's really good. Yeah. And he was like there for the majority of the season pretty steadily. And then, yeah, I mean, he got benched in early August, and then things, like, really started, like, getting bad. And
things escalated so much that the Red Sox traded him to the Yankees. I think we've half overlooked that, but
the final, like, road trip of the season is where it seems like the fuck this kicked in, because the last 13 games, it was a 132 batting average, a 195 on base percentage, and took him from a 274 average on the season to a 264. So the last 13 games took him from a 774 OPS to a 745.
Significant.
Yeah. And you talked about his career average, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I was going to just, like, kind of jokingly just open the show and then tell you, if this dude hits how he's hit, I'm good. Like, right. What do I need from Verdugo? What he's done in his career.
Right.
Don't be worse than your average career year. That's pretty nice. It's an easy ask. Not asking him, like you're saying, he's going to tick up. I love that. I appreciate that. If he's better than his career average. But, hey, man, for a 6-7 hole hitter and playing the outfield as and lefty, breaking up the bunch back there, dude, just play to your baseball card. And it's not Juan Soto level. It's not Rizzo level. But it's really good for what the Yankees need. They had no one last year. So.
And here's something for, you know, for you old school types out there. And we'll, you know, some days I question where I stand on it fully. But the past three seasons, he's had 600 plate appearances, 140-plus games.
I was just going to do this, yeah.
Never struck out 100 times.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're one of those people who, don't get me wrong, strikeouts sometimes don't hurt as bad as they feel. If everything else is there, why care about strikeouts? For players that everything isn't there, you should probably care about strikeouts more, because that's something you can definitely work into. I like that for Alison Dugo.
There's a cool update that people are well aware of by now. But just think about what we want to do recording-wise after this. Not Tommy John, out 1 to 2 months. Think about what we want to record. But that's in 10 minutes, let's talk.
We recorded this March 13th. Excited to see what Verdugo brings. Excited to see, I guess, if we're looking for negatives, like I just said, coming out of Boston, you know, he kind of burnt that trail a little bit. If something does go awry in New York City, what does that feel like? Because that also gets tricky, because there's the looming Dominguez coming back, that we will have a lot of outfielders in theory. But yeah.
I'm interested to see if Stan's here and Dominguez comes back, like what his role is and how much they like him. Like if they think they can get, and if they really like Verdugo, if he has a good year and they think they can get his career numbers for over the course of the year, like is that the bargain lefty outfielder they put on retainer for the next 4 years, you know? Like, is this a guy the Yankees fall in love with? There's a chance. I think everyone's thinking of him.
The Soto negotiation leverage piece.
Well, that's what they used him as originally. But I'm honest, if there's a world, and I don't know if I agree with this, obviously I want Soto way more than I want on the team because he's amazing. But if there's a world where like, hey, Verdugo's going to give us this for a quarter of the price, is he the safety net?
Yeah, I think there's a couple bizarro worlds for Verdugo, and I like that because the other side of it is what if he's good, but Dominguez is good, and Judge and Soto are great, and if Stanton bounces back and say the Yankees need pitching like we talked about, this could be a weird half-year stint.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Verdugo, this is what it always comes back to, and this is very much not rocket science. I can't even believe I was going to compare it to that. Alex Verdugo just has to play good baseball.
Yeah.
And everything will figure itself out. And I don't know. I think he's positioned great for it. He's played in L.A. and Boston.
Yeah.
Like, he's never had an OPS plus in a season where he's played 50-plus games under 100. So, like, And for the bottom of our lineup, you know, this has been one of our favorite games to play. With his last year stats, 264, 324, where would he, what hitter would he have been for the Yankees last year? Our third or fourth best?
I was going to say second or third, depending on what you're looking at.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see, his chase rate is pretty low, 22% chase rate. That's lower than MLB average, but contact when he does chase is higher. So he's got barrel control.
Got too much good contact.
Does not swing at the first pitch. Last year, 16% of the time he swung at the first pitch. MLB average was 30.
I like that.
That's cool.
Sees it.
What else do I like here? Zone contact, 91%. MLB average is 82. Oh, what I did like that I wanted to tell you is last year he hit off-speed pitches, breaking pitches, and fastballs pretty evenly. So we had a 284 average on off-speed, a 250 on breaking, and a 264 on fastballs. That's pretty even for those splits. Usually it's pretty jarring. Even, well, the year before that it was way more fastballs. Oh, wow, that's the first year he's really hit off-speed pitches and breaking balls at a higher level.
Okay. Hey, I guess that's where I get excited. He's 27. Like, normally guys going into their free agent year are 30. Like, their identity is pretty done. Verdugo might have more in there, and even if he doesn't, this is the player we've been looking for.
Yeah. So that's Verdugo.
Verdugo, bump, bump. You guys can head over to the DraftKings Sportsbook. The ballpark experience, and we're going to reveal what Jimmy thinks Alex Verdugo's walk-up song is going to be. Before that, we need to tell you about the DraftKings Sportsbook. We're new customers. You bet $5 and you'll get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Don't forget, use code YANKS. Stay in on the action. Use your $150 in bonus bets on DraftKings same game parlays at a bigger shot at winning. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers, promo code YANKS. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Promo code YANKS only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Crown is yours.
Games played, 150.
Oh, Thunder. We got outfielders, Pop.
Over. He doesn't get hurt, others do.
He's got the Brett Gardner survival gene.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I do think so.
I do kind of see that. I do kind of see that. That's starting versus a lot of lefties.
What?
150 is a lot.
That's what he does, right? Every last 3 years, 150 every year?
142, 152, 146.
145 then. Over.
A lot more interesting to me. Under.
But what about me?
Me, please.
I'm the
please,
oldest
please,
son.
Please,
oldest boy.
Please.
Where do we go?
Chris Rose out. Naked. He did an episode of the Chris Rose Rotation.
Yeah.
And made me like him a lot. Go check that out. Link. Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.